Greetings and howdy, everyone. This is Jep Johnson, Mills County Judge, and this is KRNR Judge's Report for the week of March 11th, 2024. Welcome to the weekly Mills County Judge's Report. This report brought to you by our local community radio station, KRNR, Goldthwaite, Texas, FM 92.7 on your radio dial and streaming via the internet. The report is aired at 11:45 a.m., and 5:15 p.m. each Thursday, and is available for listening anytime via the Gulf Eagle website and the Mills County website. Commissioner's Court took place on Monday, March 11th. Numerous items were discussed and approved. The first item that was discussed dealt with our yearly audit that was done by Eckert & Company out of San Angelo. CPA Wayne Barr with Eckert & Company gave a report for the county financials with a fiscal year that ended on September 30th, 2023. The report came back that there were no internal deficiencies and the county is in good financial shape. Discussion and use of the 1888 jail is still ongoing. Our commissioner's court are still deciding what group should be set up in the old jail. The county has been renovating the 1888 jail for several years. More discussion will follow in our upcoming commissioner's court. Commissioner's court also approved a grant from TxDOT that will provide some funds for our county's roads. Funds for the grant will more than likely be used for road-based material. The amount of the grant that the county would be eligible would be around $76,000. Our county and commissioners are always committed to improving our Mills County roads. In my judge's report, I reported about a meeting I had with Mills, Lampasas, and Sabin Hamilton County officials for a proposed radio tower that would be shared with the previous mentioned counties. There is some possible grant money available through Central Texas Council of Governments. However, after visiting with several experts on the topic, I felt like there were too many unknowns to commit Mills County to any type of a large project at this time, such as a radio tower that would be shared by four counties. Thanks again to the many folks that were at the meeting and provided some valuable insight. Finally, Mills County Predator Fundraiser will be this Sunday, March 17th, at the Melody Oaks Ranch in Pretty. There will be all types of food and items to be auctioned. The doors open at 3. Music and dancing will be from 3 to 5:30, with Kelly Spinks and the Miles of Texas Band performing. Dinner and dance are by donation. A good many individuals do a tremendous amount of work each year on this worthwhile project. So everyone, please mark your calendars for the Predator Fun this Sunday at the Melody Oaks Ranch in Pretty, and please support this worthwhile cause. And that's all the news for this week. This is Jep Johnson, your Mills County Judge. Tune in on Thursdays at 11:45 a.m. or 5:15 p.m. for the next edition of the Mills County Judge's Report. Everyone have a safe and happy week.